Hey, you see a set of keys around here?
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Yankee, my wanky. The donga need food.
Sixteen candles. your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
What the?
What's he doing on the ground there?
What's happened?
Open a mirror in front of his mouth.
Howard, he's dead.
Oh, shit. I paid $7,000 for a wedding. I'll never see it.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Oh, thank God he is still warm.
Oh, good.
Here, I'll help you. Oh. Canine cologne.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Wanky. The donga need food.
Hell, he's three sheets to the wind. He's drunk as a skunk.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Fred? Shut up. Dong. Dong.
Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
Dong. Where is my automobile?
Automobile?
Leg. Big leg.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO here in Medford. Playing all movie soundtracks and movie songs today. A little bit from 16 Candles there. My favorite stereotype of all time, the donga. He was so great in that movie. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Should probably talk about the Oscars a little bit more. I guess it's indirectly my Oscar show. We're doing all movies today and soundtracks and dialogue and what have you. Animated feature film, Boy in the World, Anna, Mama Lisa, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep, or When Marnie Was There. I'm going to go Inside Out. Disney and Pixar, they win everything. Might as well win again. Cinematography, Carol, Hateful Eight, Mad Max, Revenant, and Sicario? I'm going to go for the Revenant. No, I'm going to go for The Hateful Eight. That was a pretty good-looking movie. Cinematography, costume design, Carol, Cinderella, Danish Girl, Mad Max, or The Revenant. I'm going Carol. Yeah. You would think Cinderella had good costume design. I'm sure they all did, but I'm going to go for Carol. Anything with a bunch of lesbians dressing up, that's good for me. Directing, The Big Short, Mad Max, Fury Road, Revenant, Room, or Spotlight. For directing, I'm going to go Spotlight, Tom McCarthy. He directed me in the movie, and then I got promptly edited out. It started off as a comedy. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to go for Spotlight for that one, directing. Documentary feature, Amy, Cartel Land, Look of Silence, Winter's on Fire, and What Happened, Miss Simone. I haven't seen any of them yet, so I'm not even going to vote. Short subject, who cares? Film editing. As long as it's not Spotlight, I don't care, because I was in Spotlight. I got edited out of the movie, not only with Rachel McAdams in a one-on-one scene where I had a line, but also with Mark Ruffalo. I was holding a rainbow umbrella next to him as he got the newspaper at a local deli, and that got edited out too. But my car's in it, and my car was seen by 20 million people in the Golden Globes as they showed the trailer for Spotlight at the Golden Globes, so I was excited about that. Maybe they'll add me to the deleted scenes when Spotlight comes out on DVD. I don't know. All I know is I got paid. I ain't getting paid anymore, but it would have been nice to actually be in the movie that's probably going to win the Oscar, which is Spotlight. That's why I'm rooting for Revenant. Foreign language film. I haven't seen any of them. Not even going to guess. Makeup and hairstyling, who cares? Music, production design, short film. Really? The rest of these, nobody really cares, right? I already said my big one, so there you go. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. doing music for movies, not necessarily Academy Award movies, but just movies in particular, or films, if you want to call them films, or motion pictures, if you want to be really pretentious. Motion pictures. Movies is the least pretentious of the three. Film is probably, well, film. Film. Not the stuff on your teeth, actual celluloid. Actually, there's no celluloid anymore now, unless it's on your thighs. They usually do it with iPods and things like that. Anyway, this goes out by the request to Ryan, who's in Colorado. He's probably, I don't know if he's listening. I think he's definitely on Facebook because he requested this. He should be listening because I'm playing it for him. Otherwise, I'm just wasting 4 minutes and 4 minutes and change for a song that other people would have not enjoyed, and they could have put on their song. So, Ryan, I hope you're listening, because this is for you, and if not, who cares?
I'm fine. My name is Serge, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Miss Jenny Summers.
She's very busy today. Maybe you give me your name?
My name's Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining, what it's meaning, regarding.
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Danae? One moment. Don't run and tell Miss Summers that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see...
Axel Foley. Axel.
Axel. Foley is here to see her. He's an old acquaintance. Donnie, this is cover this up. It's like
sorry.
The breast of a dog to scrub for the customer. It's not sexy, it's animal.
No, it's not sexy at all.
May I offer you something to drink? A wine, a cocktail, espresso?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. Try it.
No, I'm fine.
I see you look at this piece.
Yeah, I was wondering how much something like this went for.
$130,000.
Get the fuck out of here!
No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important piece.
Have you ever sold one of these?
Sell it yesterday to a collector.
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm serious, I said it myself.
Axel Foley, what on earth are you doing here?
How you doing?
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Mi, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Ti, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do. Oh, oh, oh.
Do!
A deer, a female deer.
Re!
A drop of golden sun.
Mi!
A name I call myself.
Fa!
A long, long way to run.
So,
a needle pulling thread. La! A note to follow so.
Do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
Can you do that?
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I need a drink.
Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m.
from her, you bitch!
Greetings, Professor Vulcan.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Mass.
Ellis Boyd Redding, if I'll say you've served 40 years of a life sentence, you feel you've been rehabilitated?
Rehabilitated? Well, now, let me see. You know, I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, it means you're ready to rejoin society.
I know what you think it means, Sonny. To me, it's just a made-up word. A politician's word, so that young fellas like yourself can wear a suit and a tie and have a job. What do you really want to know? Am I sorry for what I did?
Well, are you?
There's not a day goes by I don't feel regret. Not because I'm in here, because you think I should. I look back on the way I was then. A young, stupid kid who committed that terrible crime. I want to talk to him. I want to try to talk some sense to him. Tell him the way things are. But I can't. That kid's long gone, and this old man is all that's left. I gotta live with that. Rehabilitated. It's just a bullshit word. So you go on and stamp your form, Sonny, and stop wasting my time. Because to tell you the truth, I don't give a shit.
Dear Red, if you're reading this, you've gotten out. And if you've come this far, maybe you're willing to come a little further. You remember the name of the town, don't you?
Sewatineo.
I could use a good man to help me get my project on wheels. I'll keep an eye out for you, and the chessboard ready. Remember, Red, hope is a good thing. Maybe the best of things. And no good thing ever dies. I will be hoping that this letter finds you. And finds you well. Your friend, Andy.
My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge. And at least once a day, retiring to the men's room so I can jerk off. Well, I fantasize about a life that doesn't so closely resemble hell.
Yeah.
Get placed in
some small cubicle spaces, or get thrown down in the basement, get your stapler confiscated. You constantly waiting for a paycheck, 12 months pass by and you still ain't get paid yet. Here's an optimistic motto: if you ever late for today, you can say you early for tomorrow. Most 9-to-5s are hard, cause the description of the job ain't no picnic in the park. People get hired, drink coffee to stay wired so they don't get tired, sleep late and get fired.
You came in late, you already ate.
Ain't no need to discuss it. Just take this job and shove it right between your buttocks.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job. Take this job. Take this job and shove it. Take this job and shove it.
Boyfriend or girlfriend, but if you have some free time, I thought maybe we could get some dinner.
Are you serious?
Oh, I think you know I'm serious.
Thank you.
$2,500 for a 93 Rolex Daytona. I'll do it.
I really like this guy. I mean, I've never felt anything for anyone that I've ever been with. As a trick. No. I don't think I should see him again. But I look for him. I went out last night. I was looking for him.
An April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor. My one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charm in the hush of night, while you're in my arms, I feel your lips so warm and tender. My one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love. My one and only love.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. This next one goes out by request. It's been all movie songs and soundtracks and dialogue here today. And the big picture is coming up next. Are we calling this Hero Wow, the big picture, a combination of the two? It is the big picture. It's their annual Oscar show, and it's coming up. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station, WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to Time Travel. That was from Kelly's Heroes, out by request.
Rosebud. Good night, future boy.
Have a wonderful night. The Big Picture coming up next. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, high atop Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts.